This is SB Nation Radio. From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Ron Culver and Tasha Jones.
Well, this is a real, real treat. I got to tell you, Tasha, my family and I, we got, I'm sorry for the dad pun right now, we got hooked on this show about six seasons ago now. And, I mean, we are religious watchers of the show. They make it look so much fun. Mm-hmm. And just that we want to be out there with them. And I got to tell you, when I saw the opportunity to interview this guy, Captain Dave Marciano, this is my favorite boat captain. Mm-hmm. You know, just the way he goes, just his ideas on life out there are what I'm after. Dave, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so I got to start off this. How did you get into fishing for bluefin?
I got into fishing for bluefin because I'm a commercial fisherman. I fish for everything year-round. And, you know, bluefin tuna just happens to be in our waters during the summer months up off of Gloucester. And they're worth the money. So that's, as a commercial fisherman, that's what I do. If it's worth money, you'll find yourself there fishing for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I mean, the size of these fish, the monster fish, I got to ask, what's the longest reel in that you've had?
Ah, that's a good question. We've had them go for, as much as 10 hours. And I think on this season coming up, I think you're going to see us fight a couple of them for longer than 5 hours, 5 or 6 hour battles. They were tough fish. Gosh. We had a lot of wild fish this year. And, it's probably going to make for some great TV, you know.
10 hours, I'm having trouble. I don't even think there's anything I could do for 10 hours straight.
Right. I would be going crazy. Fighting a living being that's going crazy underwater, and you're on top of the water trying to pull it out. That's just for 5 hours?
Or for 10 hours?
That's just crazy.
Even as long as 10 hours. Yeah, I think this season, if I remember, we had one of the fish. You know, we hooked it at roughly, I think it was 4 in the afternoon, and it was about 2 in the morning when we finally put that fish aboard the boat.
Oh my.
And it was, it winds up being quite a spectacle because, we have a new addition to our crew this year. My daughter Angelica fishes with us.
Oh, very cool.
Jay has got a girlfriend and 2 dogs and lives up in the mountains in Alaska now. He's happy as a clam up there. So I had to get a new crew member, so we brought my daughter aboard the boat.
And,
you know, she's my daughter. She's done some fishing with us, you know, family fishing for fun, but she's never done it for work. So that was quite a shock to her to realize, you know, 1 minute we were talking about what we're going to cook for supper, and the next minute we're hooked onto a fish, and then before you know it, it's midnight and 1 in the morning, and she hasn't eaten yet. And that was kind of a shock for her because, you know, the bottom line is, yeah, sure, we were thinking about cooking supper, but then some action happened. And until the job's done, we don't get to stop to eat.
So when that action happens, do you normally just catch one and then take it home, or do you continue to fish?
It depends on the situation, how long we've been out, how much ice we have aboard the boat, and, of course, what the regulations are. They change a little bit from season to season, depending on the availability of quota. Mm-hmm. Some seasons, like back home, we were when we filmed last summer, July and August, the limit was 5 fish per trip. So we were allowed to possess up to 5 fish, so we could stay out, you know, if we wanted to, for, you know, multi days to try and catch that limit of 5. Or if we had a really nice fish, you know, we might make an executive decision to get a really high quality fish back to the dock and, you know, to get the strongest market to get the most money for that fish.
Now, I know you've had some fish, you know, obviously you guys have a cooler on the boat that you can pack the fish into, but you've had some where it won't fit in your cooler. Does that mean, hey, we got to head back right away?
Well, yeah, generally. I mean, we do have these fish bags. It's basically, you know, an insulated body bag that's 12 feet long, and we can stuff a pretty big fish in there, but it's not nearly as good as, you know, being able to put it in a cooler. You know, we have the big cooler on deck, and they're made out of fiberglass and in 4-inch foam insulation. But so if we do put a fish in the bag, we generally do come in right away just because it doesn't hold the ice as well.
We're talking with the captain of the hard merchandise, Dave Marciano, here on SB Nation Radio. And, okay, I don't know how you've been able to do this, but you've been able to stay somewhat out of controversy with all the other captains. It always seems like every season, the captain, you know, different boats are fighting with each other. The only person or the only thing that you're ever fighting with is your ship.
Look, when it comes to the other guys, I mean, my philosophy is not my circus, not my monkeys. And I let those guys do their thing, and I just try and do my own thing and put a few fish aboard the boat.
All right, well, I'm not going to try to stir up any controversy, but I wanted to get your opinion on the other captains this season, which, by the way, everyone tune in. This Sunday, March 11th, it airs 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 o'clock Central on National Geographic. You don't want to miss it. It's just from the get-go, it's crazy. And then before you know it, the season's over and you're wishing there was more.
Right, right.
But I want to get your opinions on the other captains. Tyler of the Pinwheel.
Tyler the Pinwheel. Well, look, Tyler is a young kid, and I'll admit, at times, he can be, well, let's say a little bit abrasive, shall we say. But I think behind all that, I think behind all that, you know, there's a good kid in there. We've all seen little glimpses of him. He's just got a little bit of growing up to do.
Yeah, I mean, it comes across that way. Yeah. He seems young.
Definitely comes,
you know,
across
compared to everyone else, that, you know, there's a little arrogance to him.
Yes.
That, you know,
yeah,
but
he's a little bit cocky. I get that, though.
How about TJ and the hot tuna?
TJ. Look, TJ and his family have a long history fishing in the giant bluefin fishery. And, you know, they're great people. The family's great people. TJ's a great guy. But I will admit, you know, I never knew what went on other people's boats, you know, until I got to see it through the show. And boy, sometimes it does look like a little bit of chaos over there with all the dogs and and they're running around. I don't know, man, if I could do it with the dogs. That would drive me nuts.
Yeah, when you have a dog at home, the amount of work that goes into just having him at home, I can't imagine on a 30-foot, 40-foot boat.
Right, right. And then, you know, when they hook up, the dogs get excited, the people get excited, everybody's excited, everybody's barking. It's just chaos. I wouldn't be able to take it.
Okay, how about Brad on the Fishhawk?
Brad, he's a good dude. He's a good dude. What's not to like about Brad? He's, he's kind of quiet to himself, but he's a damn good fisherman. You know, that's for sure. He has a long history of catching a lot of fish.
Now I got to go to probably the loudest captain of the whole, out of all you guys, Paul. Wicked Pissa.
Paul. Well, it's funny, if you remember when he was a mate before he was a captain.
Yep, with Dave.
Boat. Yeah, you know, the network was like, you know, what do you think about if we put Paul on your boat for a week? And, you know, my thing was, number one, you guys aren't paying me enough money. And number two, there ain't enough duct tape in the world for that to happen.
And then we got to go, I guess, to everyone's favorite captain. I'm saying that, you know, with a grin on my face. Dave of Tuna.com. Is he the most hated man out there?
I don't know. It seems that way. And, you know, look, Dave's just very competitive. He's really not a bad guy. He just likes to be the best. And, you know, I'll be the first one to admit, when it comes to that tuna game, he has got consistency over majority of other fishermen up there in the harbor. I mean, he consistently brings the highest number of fish back to the dock. So, you know, it is what it is, but it's because he's a competitor. He drives hard, and, he's really not that bad a guy. You know what I mean? He grows on you a little bit, you know, like what?
So is there any other fish that you like to catch other than the bluefin tuna?
Oh, yeah. We fish year-round. Tuna, of course, is one of the most exciting things we get to do, without a doubt. You know, fish that size that can, reach sizes up to 1,000 pounds and catch them on a rod and reel, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But, year-round, we're fishing for cod or haddock or pollock or stripers or, again, to me, a commercial fisherman, different seasons just mean different species. As the seasons change, so do the different stocks change, and we generally target whatever's in peak abundance at any given time of year.
So with that being said, what can you tell us about this upcoming season?
I can tell you that this season is going to be one of the most competitive seasons ever. We had fabulous fishing for giant tuna back in Gloucester during July and August when we filmed this. And obviously, I can't say who caught what.
Right, right.
But all the boats caught a ton of fish, and we have some really good moments mixed in there as well. Especially, I'm really proud of some of the moments that my kids put together as my crew. They pulled off some stuff that really impressed me. Even a guy been doing it as long as I have.
And was it challenging for you to work with your daughter? I mean, on the one hand, it's your kid. You got to encourage. You got to, be the father. But at the same time, you're her boss.
Right, right. No, it definitely was. I've gone along with my son in the boat great all these years. He's been coming since he was in pull-ups. But, Angelica was a challenge. she's a little bit, stubborn, I guess you could say, sometimes. And, I have no idea where she got that from.
Exactly. I was going to ask you. Do you see a little bit of yourself in her?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So you can definitely see we butt heads a little bit from time to time. And then, part of what I was doing this year was being a teacher as well, teaching her the whole racket. And, there was moments, of course, where obviously her younger brother and myself may have taken advantage of her eagerness to learn and, kind of mess with her head a little bit. So I think some of those moments will be pretty funny, too.
I can't wait. I'm so excited. So listen, everyone, do yourself a favor. Tune in this Sunday. It starts the chaos, the craziness. It all starts Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central on National Geographic. You don't want to miss 1 minute of Wicked Tuna. It is, as far as reality shows go, it grabs you from the moment you start watching. Mm-hmm. Before you know it, you're hooked. I mean, I've gone back and rewatched past seasons and not realized that I've wasted a whole day away. And I know I'll continue to do it. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining us. I'm pulling for you like I do every single season. I know I got to write one season. So, you're my captain too. I'm hoping that you come out on top of the leaderboard again.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks for having me.
Oh, our pleasure. You've been listening to Dave Marciano, captain of the hard merchandise on Wicked Tuna. Guys, I know you're a new fan of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What a pleasure it was to have a conversation with him real quick. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, it was.
Well, we got one segment to go. We got to take a quick timeout. You're listening to The Zone on SB Nation Radio.